Our gospel reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, beginning with verse 13, and it reads, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see the good works and give glory to God your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth passes away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until it is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I come to you today with a sermon whose title is simply this: It's Time to Make Things Right. Beloved people of God, we are living in a time where so many voices are competing for our attention. So much so to the point that it becomes difficult to figure out what's right versus what's wrong. What's the truth and what's a lie? Which is the voice of God and which are the voices of the world around us? And with all of these voices competing, coming to us, leading us, trying to influence us from all angles and from every source you can imagine, we are left with the daunting task of trying to figure out which of these voices we should listen to. Which of it is right for us? But more important than all of that, which of it is right in the eyes of God? As you take a moment and just reflect on your own personal journey about the things that you hear and how you process them and how you respond to them, to all of the voices that are trying to guide you, coerce you, influence you, instruct you, and lead you in whatever direction it wants you to go. What I want you to do is just take a moment, put all of that to the side, and listen to what's happening behind the scenes in our Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah. We enter into this particular passage in the middle of a conversation. It's a conversation that's going on between God and the people of Israel. And the people of Israel, at this particular point in time, are extremely annoyed at God. They want to know the answers to two questions in particular. The first one is, why do we fast and you don't see it? And the second one is, why do we humble ourselves but you do not notice? As far as they're concerned, they're doing everything that is expected of them. They are doing the best that they can from what they have heard to be faithful, devoted people of God. On the appropriate days and at the appropriate times, the people of Israel attend worship in the temple faithfully. At the appropriate time and on the appropriate days, for the appropriate occasions, they bring sacrifices that are expected to remove their sins and put them back in good graces with God. And at the appropriate time and during the appropriate seasons and times of the year, the people of Israel will deny themselves food and drink, take off their fine clothing and put on sackcloth and ash so that they can participate in the time known as fasting. All of this is done in response to the voices that they have heard over the generations, the voices of the leaders of Israel who told them that this is how you shall live your life. But even more so than that, the voices of their ancestors who instructed them on this is what you do on these days. And after doing all of that, after going through all these rituals, after going through all these processes, after going through all these sacrifices, they still can't understand why God has chosen to just simply ignore them. Why has God not kept his promise, they wondered? Why didn't God bless us when we asked for blessings? Why didn't God protect us from our enemies when we needed help? Why didn't God restore us to our former glory as he promised he would? Well, beloved, their questions did not fall upon deaf ears. God heard their questions. Their questions, why this and why that? And so in response to that, he sent the prophet Isaiah with an answer. After acknowledging their efforts, and God did so, he acknowledged the fact that they were coming to the temple faithfully, that they were fasting, He acknowledged that they were going through all of the motions from the outside looking in an attempt to do what was right with God. But what God made them aware of was that they had not listened to the whole story. For God then said to them, when you fast, you're only doing it to serve your own interests. On the day that you fast, you make a big pronouncement about what you're doing for God, but you're still oppressing your workers. And then, when your time of fasting is over, you go out, and instead of being at peace with God and at peace with your fellow human being, you strike up quarrels and fighting, and you go back to the way things were before you began this journey. Your time of fasting was to be a day where you humble yourself before the Lord. It's supposed to be a day when you put aside all the things that brought you to this point in your life. It's supposed to be a day when you put aside all of the sins that you know you've committed and ask God to forgive you and ask your fellow human being to forgive you for the things that you have done wrong for them. And then when your time of fasting is over, that's the time when you get off your knees, you put on your proper clothing, and then you go to God and you say, I'm ready to start off a new lease on life. I'm ready to start a clean slate with my fellow human being. I'm ready to live my life anew, putting away all the things that I've done before that separated us from God. The people of Israel heard what they were supposed to hear. But what they did not hear was the rest of the story. They had not heard the why they were supposed to do it. All they had heard was the, this is what you're supposed to do. They were told, you're supposed to pray, but they didn't hear the why. They were told, you're supposed to fast, but they didn't hear the why. They were told that they were supposed to worship God, but they were not told why. And so when God sent Isaiah with that message, Isaiah came to them with the why. He said to them that you did not hear the voice of God calling out to you, telling you that you are supposed to be the salt of the world, the light of the world, and the salt of the earth. The part that they did not hear was after you are done fasting, and after you come back as a changed individual, you are supposed to go out and live your life differently. To not oppress people, but to loose the bonds of oppression. To do what's right and just in the eyes of God. Not going back to things the way you've always done them. When you go out after your fasting and worshiping and time of prayer is done, you're supposed to go out into the world a changed person. If you see somebody who's hungry or homeless, you don't put them down and criticize them, but you lift them up and you help them to get to where they need to be. If you find somebody who's being afflicted by some disease or who's being oppressed by some system that they can't control, you're supposed to advocate for them, help them, guide them, be whatever you can be to help them to find what it is that they need to help them out of their meager estate. And then he finishes by saying, then and only then will your light break forth like the dawn. Then and only then will the things that you ask God to give you will come into fruition. God will come to you just as you expected. But until then, it's time for you to make things right between you and with God. If you don't, you'll continue to miss out on all the blessings that God had in store for you. I can only imagine what went through the hearts and the minds of the people of Israel as they heard this message from Isaiah, realizing that they had only heard a tiny bit of the story, but that there was so much more to listen to, so much more to learn, and even much more to live into. And as I reflected on this message for today, I can't help but to wonder, what about this world that we're living in today? And where do we find ourselves in this story? Are we simply doing like the people of Israel? Are we going through the motions as people of God, attending church because it's our ritual on the appropriate days at the appropriate time, singing the appropriate hymns because they're listed faithfully, and reciting the appropriate prayers and confessions at the appropriate time in service because this is how we're supposed to do things as people of God? Or are we listening for the deeper story? Are we listening to what we're supposed to do in response to those prayers and those scriptures and the sermons and the hymns and all the things that follow? Beloved people of God, as we grow and mature and evolve through our walk of faith, the question that always wrestles with my mind and my imagination is one I pray that all of you are struggling with from time to time. And that is, as we leave here and go back out into the world, are we living a life that's purely and only acceptable to the world? Or are we also living a life that's acceptable to God? Today is our day to make sure that things are right between us and God, and between me and you and each other. Today is our day to ask ourselves, why do we do what we do? Is it to show those around us how good and faithful we are by coming to church? Is it to show everybody that we are just simply good church people? Or is it deeper than that? Have we listened to the whole story? Have we heard God touching our hearts and speaking to our hearts and our minds and our whole being and saying that now that you've learned it, live it. Now that you understand it, do it. Beloved people of God, the challenge that we face is the question, and that is, how is God calling us to live? And it's only in listening to what God is saying over, above, and beyond all the voices that are trying to get our attention that we will be able to answer that question in the affirmative. And so, beloved people of God, I leave that for you to reflect upon. This is something that I can't answer for you. The only thing I know is how I'm trying to hear what God is saying to me. I can't hear what God is saying to you. And so I challenge you. I encourage you to hear beyond just the superficial, like the people of Israel were doing at that time. Hear the deeper story. Look for the why. Why do I do the things that I do? And I pray that the answer will be because God is guiding me and leading me every step of the way. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you so much for reminding us that the one voice we should focus on, the one voice we should listen to, is yours. And so we pray, Lord, that we will live our lives in response to your voice as we ignore the way the world would have us to go so that we can make things right, both now and for the remainder of our time on this planet and beyond. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.